was playing football in college. That's where they used to blast a game.
I'm sitting here with Wendell Blasting Game. Wendell, tell me a little about yourself. Where are you from? And what do you do down in the downtown LA and in the Skid Row area?
Okay, first of all, my name is Wendell Blasting Game, and I've been on Skid Row for approximately 10 years. I am now holding the office on Downtown Neighborhood Council on the executive board. Also, I show movies at the Ginwood Community Center that's in the basin of Skid Row from on Saturdays and Sundays, on 7 hours on Saturdays and 7 hours on Sunday. I'm having an anniversary in August 22nd, and that will be completion of 7 years of consistency of volunteering, giving us the individuals opportunity to watch movies and be not only be a safe haven, but a chance for them to be able to relax and also get resources from me that I've accumulated in the time that I've been on Skid Row. My main interest is not basically for them to watch the movie. My main interest is to make sure that they're safe. And what I mean by safe, I mean mentally safe. Everybody's okay. Four checks for being homeless. Mm-hmm. Everybody's get depressed and low self-esteem. And somebody must give them something positive that they can live on for to carry them out. And that's what I do. I can't judge anyone. I find everyone has one good quality, no matter what that may be, and I dwell on that.
That's great, Wendell. Where were you born and raised?
Okay, I was born in Tennessee. Kingsport, Tennessee. Kingsport is in the mountains. I came here to Los Angeles when I started high school. And then from there, I went to play football and got a scholarship to go to college. And I was fortunate to graduate from college, and I taught school.
Oh, you were a school teacher, huh?
I taught school for numerous years in the Bay Area. Yes, at kindergarten and first grade. And then I ended up, it was time to relocate because my kids were grown. Mm-hmm. So I changed professions and became an electrician.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, my wife got ill and she passed, and I got injured on my job and I lost a few limbs. And this is what they do in the cosmetic world. Then I lost focus. What I mean by focusing is that I wasn't sure what I really wanted out of life or had a goal or purpose when my wife passed. So I just searched around and ended up mainstreaming down here on Skid Row, not because of drugs, not because of alcohol, but just self-esteem. And I turned around and flipped that to a positive way. When I went through Skid Row, I saw all the different additives, and I saw the individual they were trying to make it and adjust it, and I found there was something that I can do to make a change. And so I was able to write up a program. I submitted to SRO. They approved it. Financed assurance, and then made sure that I had the right bulb air projector and the seats, and then therefore I've won numerous awards from Citizen of the Year in 2007. I received many plaques from the city recognizing my contribution to Skid Row. I'm just a city councilman or showing the director of movies. I am more in the emphasis, like I said earlier, in social services. I'm providing and aiding to all the other agencies that do not provide for. For an example, if Los Angeles Mission or the Union or the Midnight, there are people that are new that comes down every day on Skid Row and they need directions. We have came up with a Skid Row map that we're constantly sending out to the public. But at the same time, their individuals like to talk to people too. So, and that's where I enter mainstream now.
Very good, Wendell. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.